This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier for all your unwanted smells from pets, cooking, damp basements, smoke, whatever. You need the Thunderstorm. Buy the 3-pack now and use a couple for yourself and then maybe give one as a Christmas gift. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code word Howie3. Shipping is free.
Strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
We're confident this border is secure.
We have a secure border.
Are you an idiot? That's the dumbest thing you could have said.
Over 2 million migrants have crossed the southern border.
Vice President Kamala Harris has done nothing for us in South Texas to secure the borders. She's useless. And at this point, you know, I'd rather her not come to South Texas.
Consider yourself uninvited.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
My name is John Fetterwoman.
Hello!
I'm sorry to frighten you, dear. I must look like a yeti in this getup.
Whoosh.
Hello, Boston.
No.
What a congressional delegation. Holy God.
This is the United States of America, for God's sake.
Where's the beef?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show. If you would like to join us, the number is, as always, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. It's going to be a busy day here. It's election eve in the Granite State, Live Free or Die State, New Hampshire. And so in the final hour of the show today, we'll let the candidates, I've changed it from 2 minutes to 90 seconds, a minute and a half for each candidate who wants to call in and make their pitch uninterrupted by yours truly. And in the meantime, though, we've got a lot to get through here today. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. The President of the United States is in our region here today. He's in Boston. He delivered a few insipid, inane, vapid,
hello, Boston,
incoherent remarks at Logan Airport in East Boston a few hours ago. And then now he's going
the flights aren't delayed enough as it is. We got to have the president making a speech there.
but now he's going to next make a speech about the cancer moonshot. And again, I thought that he's made this speech several times, has he not? I mean, isn't it time now for a heart disease moonshot or a diabetes moonshot or maybe a stroke moonshot? I would think that, you know, after you've announced that you're going to cure cancer two or three or four times, you know, you either have to put up or shut up. But again, I guess he's going to announce that yet again, he's going to cure cancer. 917 says cancer is the last refuge of a scoundrel. 844-500-4242. But it was interesting today because he was promoting at Logan Airport the infrastructure part of his boondoggle. And of course, it's not going to fix any of the infrastructure. It's just going to provide jobs for diversity coordinators and sustainability advocates.
This tunnel will be a bargain.
Right, exactly, that kind of thing. And you know, he comes and he starts talking here about how wonderful everything is. And you know, the mass transit is great. And, oh, it's just wonderful, wonderful. And it's like nobody briefed him. I mean, I understand that he doesn't know what's going on with mass transit in the greater Boston area. But certainly someone should have told him that one of the larger subway lines, the Orange Line, has been down for 3 weeks. Perhaps someone could have mentioned to him that yesterday, for example, there was a problem in one of the most busy stations that the MBTA has, Park Street, right downtown, right at the State House. Riders inside the MBTA's Park Street station ran for exits yesterday afternoon after seeing smoke, sparks and hearing the sounds of explosions erupt from the rear of a Green Line B branch train, the latest black eye for this region's beleaguered transit system. Explosions? And this follows the fire on an Orange Line train last month, where a woman actually dove into the Mystic River to escape from the flames and had to be rescued by a state police boat. A boat! And he's just, you know, he has no idea what's going on. I know you've heard that before, but this is locally, he has no idea what's going on. Cut 15.
We're spending $20 million in Roxbury to allow for faster and safer commutes by adding protected bus lanes, sidewalks along some of the neighborhood's busiest streets, like Warren Street. We're investing $20 million in Lynn to make the community more bus, bicycle, and pedestrian friendly. We're reducing congestion by undergirding the Lynnway, the city's main north-south corridor.
You know, shouldn't you have put in a line, we know you've got some problems here with, you know, a few of the lines in the commuter rail. People are, you know, scrambling to get off of the commuter rails, and runners are falling to their death from some of the abandoned stations, and we're having accidents in the subway. I mean, wouldn't he want to mention some of that? I guess not.
What are you talking about?
844-500-4242. As you know, the Secretary of Labor is the former mayor of Boston, Marty Walsh. And I noticed a couple of weeks ago, Biden stumbled into a cabinet meeting, and Marty seemed to be presiding over it. And I noticed it looked, is that Marty Walsh, or is he getting ready for Christmas early? Did he put some padding in his suit? It looks like he's got several new chins. Looks like he's put on about 40 pounds. And it looks like Biden was making a fat joke about it. Looks like I'm not the only one who's noticed that Marty Walsh doesn't seem to have missed any meals since his relocation to the District of Columbia. Cut two.
And I know Marty's a heavy load to carry, but he's doing a hell of a job for me. Good to see you, Marty, here.
A heavy load to carry?
Look, here's the deal.
The last time he was in Massachusetts, he mixed up the gender of the congressman from the district that I live in, actually, Jake Auchincloss. And he called him Jake Auchincloss Claus. And he said, "Where is she? Where is she?" He didn't misgender Jake today, I don't believe.
It's an honor to be with you, outstanding members of Congress today. Senator Ed Markey. Ed, where's, there you go. Senator Elizabeth Warren. Congress Auchincloss. Where is she? There you go.
Wait, did he do it again?
No, that was the time you just referenced.
Oh, okay. Okay, let's hear the one today. Cut seven.
And Jake, you know, Auchincloss says, you've done a good job, and problem is you're too young.
It's an unusual middle name, you know.
and Jake, you know, Auchincloss.
Jake, UK Auchincloss. Or is it UN Auchincloss? You know. Or is it YN? So then he mentions the congressional delegation. Only he mixes up the words a little bit. Cut six.
And I tell you what a congressional delegation. Holy God. I can't do anything without checking in on the delegation. You know what I mean? It's the most powerful and most talented delegation, I think, in the country. Senator Elizabeth Warren, Eddie Markey, you know, Representatives Clark, Lynch, Keating, Moulton, Presley.
It's one of the most powerful delegations in the country. Denegation. How many people were there? Taylor. It didn't seem like there was a SRO crowd.
I didn't see the full shot. I just saw the shot of Joe. So at least one.
They like to keep the shots tight, in case you haven't noticed, with Dementia Joe, because there's not, of course, to be fair, it's very difficult these days to get around in the city of Boston because so many of the subway lines are out of commission, and that's why I'm glad they're spending a lot of money on the streets around Roxbury, because that's one of the areas that the Orange Line runs through. You better have some good bus lanes in Roxbury right about now, because you got to have shuttle buses where the Orange Line would have normally been going. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Officer Mark says, looks like the Feng Hua is a subcontractor on the Green Line now. I mean, you know, every time you hear about another story about what's happening on the T, you know, you think, I never heard of anybody jumping to safety into the water from a fiery train. And then you hear explosions on the Green Line. Explosions. One commuter was quoted as saying, I don't think I'll be going back on the subway anytime soon. No one will object. No one will try to think unkindly of you. If you want to know what the left's real plan is for your kids, just look at the reaction to the work Patriot Mobile did in multiple school districts in Texas. The left is losing their minds. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative mobile phone provider and a force for conservative values. This is because they take a portion of your bill and fund conservative causes and candidates who believe in the sanctity of life, freedom of speech, the Second Amendment, and other issues near and dear to your heart, and they are winning. Patriot Mobile has affordable plans for you, your family, even your business. They offer the same great nationwide coverage as the major carriers because they use multiple major networks. Plus, they're supporting conservative values with every call. With Patriot Mobile, you get the same service, but you don't get the wokeness. Your money isn't paying for political correctness. Go to patriotmobile.com/Howie or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation with the offer code Howie. Special discounts are also available for veterans and first responders. Join our movement, make the switch today, and a difference tomorrow. It's easy to switch, too. I did it myself in just a few minutes. If I can do it, you can do it, too, with no problems. They'll do it for you for free. PatriotMobile.com/Howie. PatriotMobile.com/Howie or call 972-PATRIOT. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this. Got hate mail?
You bloated idiot! You stupid fat head!
Send it to grace@HowieCarshow.com.
Tomorrow is the primaries in the last three states, Rhode Island, Delaware, and New Hampshire. And the New Hampshire primaries on the Republican side particularly are very contested this year. A lot of money, millions being spent on the Senate race and on the first congressional district. That's the Seacoast district in New Hampshire. And again, we invite all the New Hampshire candidates to call in at the 6 o'clock hour this evening. They get a minute and a half to make their pitch to the voters uninterrupted. And so that's what our poll question is about, the first congressional district in New Hampshire, Republican side. Today's poll question is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. Plan your winter getaway now at the Nauset Beach Inn. Ocean view rooms are priced from just $119.99 during the week and $149.99 a night on weekends, November through March. Book online at NausetBeachInn.com. NausetBeachInn.com. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who would you vote for in New Hampshire's first congressional district race? Gail Huff Brown, Matt Mowers, Carolyn Leavitt, or Leavitt rather, or other?
They're all pretty good candidates, I think, including other. But I'm going to vote for Caroline Leavitt.
45% say Caroline Leavitt, 28% say Matt Mowers, and 19% say Gail Huff Brown. Only 8% say other.
All right. There's a guy from Seabrook, a state rep, who's also young like Caroline Leavitt, and he wants to put Fauci in prison. He's backed by Rand Paul. That's a pretty good thing. I mean, he's trailing in the polls, but I like that. I like the idea of putting Fauci in prison. And he also wants to abolish the IRS and the FBI. I'm in favor of that as well. 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Bob, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Howie, I was wondering if Maura Healey was there with President Biden. I mean, he's...
No, I don't think she was. I tell you who was there? Charlie Parker. And again, the guy, you would think after there's an explosion on the green line, the orange line is totally shut down, all the other disasters, you'd think he'd be hiding out. But no, he's just a...
Governor Charlie Parker in Massachusetts.
That was before. He got his name right today. Cut five.
And Governor Baker, thank you for your partnership over the years. I said to the Gov, I hope it doesn't hurt your reputation, Gov, but, you know, when I got started, we all used to be like you and I. Actually get along, care for each other, treat each other decently, may disagree, but just straight up, we got to return that kind of politics. We got to return that kind of...
That's what his speech in Philadelphia was all about, Bob, returning to those kind of politics.
Yeah, but I thought you'd be looking for his backing, you know what I mean?
He's, I don't think Maura Healey is giving him a good leaving alone, I think, and that's probably wise on her part. Ron, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, hey, Howie. He ain't heavy. He's my brother. But I do want to say he backs and endorses unions, and for that alone, Joe, if you're listening to Howie's show, I want to say thank you.
Oh, God, Marty. I mean, Ron, are you serious? Do you think he really cares about unions? Why did he shut down 10,000 jobs with the Keystone Pipeline on his first day in office? A lot of those jobs were in the Laborers International Union, which is Marty's union.
Well, you know something? I wish I could give you all the facts. I don't have them all in front of me. But based on what
all you need to know is that thousands of tradesmen were laid off on the first day Brandon got into office. What more do you? That's the only fact that you need to know, isn't it?
My union says vote for Biden, so I did.
That's Ron. You know, my union used to tell me to do things like vote for Jimmy Carter or Walter Mondale or Mike Dukakis. And you know what I told him? Pound sand. That's the only thing. That's the only thing you could do when your union tells you to do something, to cut your own throat.
Well, I did vote Trump. I didn't go along with it, but I get things in the mail, and the union says these are all the reasons you want to vote for Biden, and they all sounded good. But just right now, under pressure, I can't remember any of them.
Ron, did you ever used to get chain letters in the mail?
Sure.
And they told you that if you sent $100 to somebody, you'd get $100,000 back. Did you ever get $100,000 back on one of those chain letters?
Yeah, I never said that. I mean, I've seen them, but I've never went in one hand and then right into the trash.
That's what you should do when you get these mailings from these pinky ring union thugs that are going down to Bal Harbor every January for their big conventions while you're freezing your rear end off up here in New England. Thanks for the call. 844-500-4242. He knows a lot about economics, though, Joe Biden. Cut 18.
And that progress has continued in recent months, even as economies around the world have faced challenges from Delta to Omicron to the ongoing war in Ukraine.
Even as economics around the world have faced challenges. Cut 24.
We have the most qualified workforce in the world. When I was speaking to the South Koreans investing in the chips factories here with $100 billion.
First he confuses Japan and South Korea, and then he confuses ships and chips. But he knows. He's the guy. He's going to, and if hour or so, maybe sooner, you're going to find out how he's going to cure cancer. And stop me if you've heard this one before, because he's announced he was going to cure cancer multiple times in the past, but he's going to announce the same thing. 844-500-4242. Has Joe Biden cured cancer yet? Said he was going to do it. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
1-844-500-4242. 1-844-500-4242. That's the number to call if you'd like to be with us here this afternoon, every weekday afternoon. Right now, it's time for Grace's News.
Hello, Howie. Thank you so much for having me. Yes, the border is in the news a lot today for a variety of reasons, including the fact that Vice President Kamala Harris sat down over the weekend to do an interview with Chuck Todd, and she was asked about the state of the border, much to everyone's surprise. Anyone who's been following what's happening there would be surprised to learn that, according to Kamala Harris, it's a secure border.
I'm shocked, shocked.
Cut six.
We have 2 million people cross this border for the first time ever. You're confident this border is secure?
We have a secure border in that that is a priority for any nation, including ours and our administration. But there are still a lot of problems that we are trying to fix, given the deterioration that happened over the last 4 years. We also have to put in place a law and a plan for a pathway for citizenship.
So it's a secure border, but there's been a lot of deterioration. So it used to be that maybe 100,000, 200,000 illegal alien criminals got across the border every year. Now it's 2 million. But it's secure, but it's deteriorated, even as the number of criminals coming across the border, including terrorists and drug dealers and fentanyl carriers and sex traffickers, has increased tenfold.
I also think it's interesting how she talks in the same tone that she did when she was running for president. Like, there's no difference now, even though they're in charge and they've had power for the last 2 years. They still talk like, come on, man, like, this is out of hand. Hold on a second. You're in charge. You guys had all the time in the world to fix it, and you're still blaming it on Donald Trump.
So the border is secure. The Afghanistan withdrawal was the best ever. And, you know, there is inflation is transitory. There is no inflation. American workers have never had it any better. And now today we're about to find out right here in Boston that Joe Biden is going to cure cancer, which I thought he had already cured at least twice.
And don't forget, COVID is over, so they can get rid of Title 42, but COVID is not over so that they can cancel everyone's student loan debt.
Right.
And they have to cancel everyone's student loan debt because the economy is in such bad shape, but also it's the best economy you've ever seen in your life. It's the Biden boom. All of these things make sense at once. All of these universes are collapsing onto themselves.
This is why they want to keep Donald Trump on the front page. This is called Operation Change the Subject.
Yeah, and there was a headline today, Howie, about the fact, and this is very, very, it's horrific and it's really sad, about what's happening at the border. In fact, some of these border towns are having to use refrigerators to keep the bodies cold because there's not enough room in the morgues for all of the people that are dying, and a lot of it is caused by drowning. But again, they want us to believe that there's nothing wrong, that the border is secure. They really do live in an alternate universe. I think it was better when she just said the reason she wasn't visiting is because she's never been to Europe. I think compared to this answer, that actually might be the better of the two.
The ironic thing is, I don't know why she was being interviewed in Texas. Was there some kind of tomato harvest festival or something in the hill country? But she was in Texas, but again, she hadn't gone near the border. So, I mean, why didn't, I know he's a Democrat operative with a press pass, But why didn't Chuck Todd ask her about why are you in the Lone Star State, but you're not down at Del Rio or Brownsville or El Paso?
Because it's the Lone Star State. So maybe she was there for some sort of space convention.
Ha, 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 ha.
Tell you should Google that. Was there any sort of moon convention in Texas that Kamala Harris was visiting? That's the only thing I hear her talk about. This is the first time I've heard her talk about anything other than space in months. And now that I've heard it, maybe she should go back to talking about space because I was not impressed. In other news, Howie, New Orleans mayor refuses to apologize or refund the $30,000 in first-class travel expenses.
So she's been going around the world, and she upgrades to first class wherever she goes, but her security detail, her aides, whoever's with her, they have to fly in coach, but she flies in first class, and the reason she has to fly in first class is because it's dangerous to be a black woman in the economy class. You know, I was trying to think, when was the last time I was scared by being on a commercial flight? And I think it was just when, you know, a really large person sat down next to me and the blubber was kind of spilling into my seat. But it was just a question of how
really
am I going to get...
You really are fat phobic. For someone who used to be a very large person, you're highly judgmental.
I never, though, slopped over into the other seat. She said everyone knows how dangerous it is to be a black woman. I think she said something like that. Why don't you play that cut? Cut 23.
All expenses incurred doing business on behalf of the city of New Orleans will not be reimbursed to the city of New Orleans. One thing is clear, I do my job, and I will continue to do it with distinction, with dignity and integrity every step of the way. And so that's what I have to say on that.
Anyone who wants to question how I protect myself just doesn't understand the world black women walk in. That's what she said.
Yeah, and the $30,000 is just the expenses, that just the difference between flying coach versus first class.
My travel accommodations are a matter of safety, not of luxury. Or as John Kerry would say, it's the only choice for someone like me.
It's the only choice for somebody like me.
And then they did, in March, she spent more than $2,800 to fly first class to Miami for a U.S. Conference of Mayors gathering. $2,800 from New Orleans to Miami. In coach, the fare is $342. That's hefty. She's not even looking for the best deal. If you had to pay nine times what somebody else did, you could just spend a couple of minutes on the phone or on a website and get a better deal than that.
That's the kind of deal that you would never do unless someone else was picking up the tab. And by someone else, I mean the taxpayer.
Exactly. Then she spent more than $40,000 to travel with three of her top aides to France. You're talking about France, from which we've come. Meaning part of the fabric of the city of New Orleans. You know, I could have sworn that France sold New Orleans and Louisiana to the United States of America back in 1803. I believe it was called the Louisiana Purchase. I don't think Louisiana has been part of France since 1803. The mayor's first class flight to this part of Louisiana known as Paris cost $11,000 more than the equivalent economy class ticket purchased by her communications officer, her FLAC.
Yeah, and she does not plan on refunding any of that money. Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, where Howie and I will be there on Friday doing both of our shows, and they're offering simple cash. Toyota of Portsmouth will buy your current vehicle with no obligation to buy from them. They want your vehicle, any make or model. Get more info at toyotaofportsmouth.com. Now, I know that today a lot of people are focusing on the New Hampshire primaries for good reason. The primaries in New Hampshire and Rhode Island are tomorrow.
And Delaware.
But I wanted to remind people of an interesting race that's happening in Arizona between Carrie Lake and Secretary of State Katie Hobbs, because now it's become pretty clear that heading into the midterms, there will be no debate between the two. This is a new trend we're seeing with Democrats.
And Republicans.
Yes, and Republicans. We saw it with John Fetterman as well. He does not want to debate Dr. Oz. But Katie Hobbs has made it official. She's refusing to debate Carrie Lake, which I think is great for Carrie Lake.
Yeah, because she's going to get apparently some free time on the debate stage. And you know, by the way, in the state of Washington, they Patty Murray, who's just a real hack, who's been there way too long, she's being challenged by a Republican in what's become a very Democratic blue state. And so Patty Murray is running away from her. And the one of the local newspapers was supposed to have a debate. And Patty Murray refused to come to it. And this woman, Tiffany something, she just really laid into the editors of the newspaper. I mean, you know, it's a newspaper, so there's not much left of it. But they were supposed to be sponsoring a debate, and they didn't do it. They did whatever Patty Murray, the hack that she is, wanted to do.
Yeah, and Carrie Lake does a great job of every time the journalists ask her about where she stands or how she responds to something, she does bring it back to Katie Hobbs and always ask them, you know, are you asking Katie Hobbs these questions? When was the last time you talked to her? And it doesn't seem like she's a very transparent candidate because no one's getting any airtime with her. UN demands that European nations do not return to fossil fuels over the energy crisis. The world is grappling with the worst energy crisis in generations. However, the UN has warned Europe that a return to fossil fuels in response to soaring prices and winter shortages must not be considered under any circumstances.
These people from the UN are insane. I mean, they've been corrupt for a very long time, but now they seem to have really crossed over the line into insanity. One of them was saying late last week that the reliance on fossil fuels had harmed the third world nations and was really leading to their poverty. I think whoever said that might check the statistics that show that several billion people have risen out of abject poverty in the last few decades, and a lot of that has to do with energy.
Yeah,
and what you can do, and they're gonna sink back into poverty. For that matter, the first world is gonna sink back into poverty if we don't have any fossil fuels, and they just don't seem to care. Does the UN think that they're going to be exempt from the destitution that's going to overtake the entire world if we go with their new religion?
No, you're absolutely right. And Matt Boyle from Breitbart talks about that all the time, how energy is what makes the world go round. And it's really how you gain power as a nation.
Wealth is more important than prosperity.
And how you lose it, too.
Right. Right. You think it's easier to have bountiful harvests when you're using a tractor as opposed to using an ox?
Howie, I'll be back later for Hate Mail Monday on a Monday.
Our listeners love the Thunderstorm air purifier. One listener texted in, "The Eden Pure Thunderstorm has been so great. Hockey season is starting and driving several hours a day in the car with my 12-year-old and his stinky hockey bag is so much easier now to endure. After two games on a Saturday, we can bring his sweat-soaked equipment into the house rather than letting it freeze in the car this winter. Thanks, Eden Pure." One of our VIPs from New Hampshire told me just last week that his wife sells used clothing online. Nice stuff, but sometimes the clothes come with lingering smoke or cat smells. So she uses the extension cord and then puts the Eden Pure in a bag with the clothes, and all the unpleasant odors are gone within an hour. For all your unwanted smells, from pets, cooking, damp basement, smoke, whatever, you need the Thunderstorm. With inflation, more people are buying their Christmas gifts early. Buy the 3-pack and use a couple for yourself and then maybe give one as a Christmas gift. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use code word Howie3. That's EdenPureDeals.com, code word Howie3. Shipping is free. I'm Howie Carr.
Knock it off with them negative waves. Why don't you say something righteous and hopeful for a change?
Howie Carr.
The trustees have a few suggestions they would like to submit to you.
I think you know what the trustees can do with their suggestions.
The Howie Carr Show is back.
844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. 42. On Friday, we, Grace and I, will be up in Portsmouth, New Hampshire again for our second remote of the year, of the season, at Toyota of Portsmouth. And we look forward to it. We always have a great time up there. And the 110 Grill, Robert Walker, is the owner. He sends in a great spread of food, and we have lots of T-shirts to sell and get your picture taken with me and Grace. And I'm sure a lot of the candidates are going to show up. So joining us now to promote the remote on Friday, make your plans early to get there, is Jim Boyle, the owner of Toyota of Portsmouth. Thanks for being with us, Jim.
Thanks for having me, Howie. Looking forward to Friday. You and Grace, it's always a fun time. And as you know, as you mentioned earlier, that food from the 110 is delicious and nice. And they bring a few different rounds, so it's always good all day.
Right. And we were going to do it at Tux Trucks. We were going to do it at Tux Trucks, but we switched at the last moment. And so we're going to be at Toyota Portsmouth, and we're really looking forward to it. And we're hoping that some of the candidates will show up. The primary is tomorrow. And it looks like it's going to be a heavy turnout, wouldn't you say, Jim?
I would think so. And we certainly need help in Washington. So, you know, any change would be good. And I really do hope that we can get a couple of them to show up here and get off the short season from primary day to the actual election in November. But it would be fun to have some come in and people could meet them. And that's the best way. We do it in New Hampshire, the first in the nation primary place. You know, we take our election seriously up here.
Jim, you know, when we were there the last time, this young woman walked in and she started shaking everybody's hand. She was working the crowd like an old pro. And I said, who is that? And you said, that's Caroline Leavitt. And she's running for the first congressional Republican nomination. And you predicted to me, you said she's going to work, out-hustle everybody else all summer long. And then at the very end of the campaign in September, she's going to come up and nip Mowers and Gail Huff Brown and just by a small edge. And that's what it looks like is happening here.
Well, you know, we'll see. Obviously, it's a nail biter, and there's been more money spent on this CD1 than there has been on the Senate campaign, which is crazy so far. That is, and it's really something. But you know, Caroline certainly has a gift. And it's a gift from God, and you know, I wish her luck because she's just a genuine person. And I know her father's also a car dealer, which makes him a really good guy in my book.
So
he owns an ice cream place too. So that's a pretty good combination.
So
you know,
yeah,
I thought I was doing okay with Toyota and GMC and Fisher Snowplows, but you know, I don't know. Used cars and ice cream sounds good.
If you want to read my column on the fight, you can go to HowieCarShow.com, HowieCarShow.com. It's right on the front page. It's about Caroline Leavitt, and she's really taking a lot of hits. They dumped another $1 million into the fight against her on the Rhino Republicans did on Thursday, and then she went on with Tucker Carlson on Thursday night and you know, talked about how she was getting hit over the head. Why are they after her so much, Jim?
I don't know. She can speak. She can walk and talk. And she has the energy and the leadership skills that are so badly needed in Washington. Of course, when you go down there, you're only one of 435 people. But when you're there, you have to make a difference and you have to stand out. And she certainly appears to want it, which is half the battle.
She should be the youngest woman ever elected to Congress of either party. Because 25 is the minimum age.
Correct. And she's a St. Anselm's grad, which is always good, and a homegrown New Hampshire girl from Atkinson, where she grew up, and now she's in the Hampton area. But, no, she's worked hard, and we see her all the time. She's always in trying to meet people, and as you saw her, she works the crowd pretty good.
Yeah, she does.
People like her.
She does.
She's very genuine.
Okay, Jim Boyle, we look forward to being up there again. And whoever wins in tomorrow's primaries in New Hampshire is welcome to come by at Toyota of Portsmouth on Friday. We'll be there from noon until 6 p.m. Looking forward to seeing you then, Jim. I'm Howie Carr.